WBOSS Bossman Radio. Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Wednesday morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Wednesday, hump day, the best day of your life. Have a great program in store for you today. I do believe we have Paul's Cross in full effect here with us at the table here at Jim Peach Motors. Excuse me, at Peach Chevrolet, and excited about having y'all here. And of course, Ken, before we get started, I got to give you a big thumbs up for the new Facebook picture on the profile pic on the Drive Time page. Yeah, where did you find that jewel? That's nice.
I found an old photo album, but I it was like stacked up in about 20 of them, and I have no clue where it came from or who even took it. But I actually like the photo.
So. Well done.
It looked good. I mean, I thought the photo was cool. I mean, you know, so that's old school downtown Bruton, isn't it?
It really is. I love that. Good crowd in first thing this morning. Good morning to Rebecca Whitfield, Christina Booker in. Good morning, Booker. My mom in. Good morning, Mom. Elisa Finley Hart, Amy Folsom R. Hoos in as well. Good morning to each of you. Hillary Harrington, Miss Mitchell, John Commander, Maggie Peavy is watching with us. You should be here, Maggie. You should be here. And Sherry Weaver all in on the Drive Time page. Of course, Ken will monitor comments on his personal page. Spencer J. in as well. Good morning. Of course, the ladies to my left need no introduction, but I will do so. Edie Kelly, Pam Coleman, and Melissa McMillan in with Pam Coleman Driscoll. I'm telling you, I call everybody by their maiden name. That's who you people are to me. Melissa Henry, Pam Coleman, Edie Kelly, or Edie. But glad to have y'all here with Paul's Crossed, and I want to certainly shine the light on that a little bit. Of course, recognize all the great things y'all do with that. First and foremost, how did this come about? Obviously, it's a passion. Obviously, it started with an idea and a dream. But talk about how Paul's Cross came to what it is.
Well, a few years ago, I was with another rescue, and I was a board member and a foster, and we served the community outside of Bruton. And so I saw that we had a really big need here with a lot of abandoned stray sheltered pets that needed to be, or sheltered dogs that needed to be rescued. And so I started this and hit up all my friends to join the board. And now it's not my rescue anymore. It's our rescue. And so that's how it started in 2016.
2016 is when we first officially got formed up.
Well, officially it was April of 2017, but 2016 we started all the paperwork for it. So it took a little bit.
Well, you probably saw as you sat down, there is no script. So we just kind of wing it for about an hour.
Well, that's fine.
And if this is an unfair question, I apologize. Any idea how many animals have been through the system or been through the organization in the 2 years you've been doing it, year and a half, whatever it's been?
Well, the number that I have on paper is 137. I don't know quite the month that statistic started. Would that be the beginning, or would that be...
Probably, there was about five dogs before that April of 2017, so the majority of those dogs are from April 2017 till present.
So 140 dogs, since you guys have gotten formed up, have come in, fostered, and adopted back out, is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow. And they were all local animals, I mean, here in the surrounding area?
Yes.
And is it constant? I mean, you would think that would, like, service the need, but, like, is there room for 140 more?
Oh, well, there's not room yet unless somebody wants to foster.
I guess it's a need there. Is there another 140 animals out there? I'm a little ignorant to the problem here.
Absolutely. This is an enormous problem. I don't think people quite realize it. Animal control does do a good job of keeping the streets clean, if you want to say it that way. But, for example, last Thursday, we were asked to take in 8 dogs on Thursday.
Wow.
I mean, when I say it's every day, it's every day. We get... any of us, we get text messages, we get Facebook messages, can you please take this dog, or I've seen this dog near my house, or I've been feeding this dog here. And every single day we get asked to take some, but last Thursday was particularly busy, and it we had 8 last Thursday.
I had no idea. I mean, I really did not know that the need was there, that the problem was there in terms of those type numbers. That's somewhat staggering to hear that. Mm-hmm. I guess my next question would be, is there a plan in place, are there things in place to cut down on the repopulation of pets? Is there any partnerships there with any of the vet clinics or anything going on there?
Well, spay and neuter your dogs would be the number one thing to cut back on the dogs. But we also have transports. I don't know, you can help me out on the transportation.
For the spay and neuter, mm-hmm. we do a transport to Montgomery every month where we take dogs to get spayed or neutered, and it's very low cost. Usually it's just our dogs, but we try to open up occasionally to other people who have pets that they can't afford to get spayed or neutered. If they'll pay that low cost, we'll transport them. And we also just got a contract with Pensacola Humane. Okay. And so we recommend to have a private vet, your local vet, but sometimes cost is an issue. And low-cost spay and neuter clinics really do come in handy if that's going to be a problem. If that's what's stopping you, if the price is what's stopping you from neutering or spaying your pets, the low-cost clinics are another option.
Mm-hmm. When you guys take in an animal, when you take in a dog, what are some of the things that go along with doing that? Like not necessarily just the cost, but what do you have to be able to do to take care of that dog to get it to where you can adopt it out?
I take it.
You can
go ahead.
You can. Well, when we first intake, the first thing we want to do is a heartworm test, because that kind of tells us if they're heartworm positive, we have to treat that. We charge $125 adoption fee, and that covers their spay and neuter. We will never adopt a dog out that hasn't been spayed or neutered. That covers 2 sets of vaccinations, dewormer if they're dependent on their age. But also, with that $125, that may sound high to some people, but we spend in excess of that on every single dog. We've never
you
had
have
a dog.
To, yeah.
You do, because either they're going to need heartworm treatment, or they, you know, other things come along, or they have other health problems that we have to fix before we can adopt them out. A great example of that is Chance, that we pulled from Bruton Animal Shelter. We actually went in to pull a golden retriever that was there, and most people have the misconception that it's only, you know, mutts that are in the pound, but that's not the case, which we think there's nothing better than a mutt anyway. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are after a purebred dog, and there are those in every single shelter. But we actually went in to pull a golden retriever, and we came out with Chance. And $2,700 later, Chance was well enough to be adopted. And so his adoption fee was still only $125. So, you know, it just... we spend in excess of that on every single one.
Well, you know, we take the opportunity with this program many times to highlight how wonderful of a community we live in and the people that go above and beyond to do things to kind of help fill in the gaps and provide or enhance our quality of life. And, of course, you know, this being just another example of that, if this wasn't being done by this organization, then who would pick it up and go with it? How more magnified would the problem be? And to say that you're not doing it for the paycheck is obviously, I mean, there's no such thing as a paycheck in doing what you guys do.
No.
You're just trying to love and care for animals and put them in safe homes. And that is, I don't think that can be commended enough. I certainly applaud all your efforts. There are many people that can't be here today with us that have been a part of it along the way, whether it's helping with the different fundraisers or things of that nature. And I think I've seen on a couple of Facebook posts where different times adoptions, where the animal has been adopted like way away, like up north. I think I saw a dog go up north here maybe in the last month or so or something.
Yes.
How does somebody, if they wanted to adopt a pet, is there a website they can go to? Is there a Facebook page they can go to kind of view the animals or look at the different profiles? How would one inquire about adopting an animal?
There's a couple ways. We do advertise our dogs on Pet Finder. Pam is our Pet Finder, basically director. When they come through Pet Finder, it goes to our email, and she handles all of those requests for information. She sends out adoption applications. Plus, we do have a website. It's pawscrossedal.com, where our dogs are also on there as well. And Facebook. Facebook has been a great network for us. Plus, I have, we all have friends all over, but we have a very strong military network through Tim and I and my children. And so we've been fortunate to meet some people in Maryland and Maine Illinois is through a transport where we've kind of got those contacts, but we've adopted a lot of dogs up there because one person adopted from us and they liked the dog and they told their friends, and we kind of have a connection with family up that the East Coast, and so we take them up there. Plus, we partner with other rescues. We really believe in, it's not us, Boomerang Rescues here in Brewton, the Conecuh County Shelter, Sid Lambert works with us very closely, Troy Rescue Project, and then, of course, we have some rescues up in Illinois we work with as well.
Great. Good morning, Paul Crumpton, Trent Davidson, Shanna Lambeth in as well, Whitney Bush, the Blades in. Good morning, Blade. Angelique Burkett-Smith in. Josh Godwin in as well. Cindy Fleming. Good morning, Cindy. Fran Taylor, Wheezy Joyner. Good morning to each of you. Kristen Kennedy in as well. Sarju Patel, Sarah Harris, Alyssa Thomas. Good crowd in here today, Ken.
Wow.
Yeah, the Deacon in as well. Good morning, Deacon. Miss Chamberlain in. Good morning, Miss C. Alicia Nelson and Aunt B in. Good morning. Great job, Paul's Cross. That's coming from Christina Booker. So,
oh, great. Thanks.
The masses do appreciate all the efforts of you ladies and, of course, the people that make it happen. And I have to ask this question. Well, first of all, are y'all going to be offended if I get a piece of pound cake and eat it?
No.
I've looked at it long enough.
I knew that was coming.
Pam, promote who made that.
What is this called?
It's a 10-egg pound cake.
A 10-egg pound cake. Man.
It is my grandmother's recipe that my mom's perfected. And so she was really excited to make it for today.
I got a pile of people here. Good morning, Rachel Kepper, Ivy, Manasco, Connie Baggett, Amanda Henry, Steve Layton, Mike Jackson, Mallory Stanley, Julie Bush, Hot Rod, Rodney Williamson, Ryan, Heather Bedsoll, Greg Fleming, Ronnie Baggett, Steve Wood, Tiffany Kaler, Brett Kirkendall, Crystal Madden Chavers, man, there's a bunch, Jason Tiepo, Brooke Brown, Michael Feely, Gail Reddick, Teresa Swilly, good morning, Teresa, Amy Chapman, and Book, Christina, and Peggy Hill in this morning. JP, good morning.
This might be a record number. I mean, I'll tell you what, you dress up the set just a little bit. You dress up the set a little bit, and they will come.
Yeah, we need to have these girls
in. What are
y'all
doing tomorrow and Friday? Y'all got a few minutes tomorrow and Friday?
Y'all class.
We can bring some dogs next time.
they have definitely classed this thing up again, DJ, like we talked about.
Good morning, Sarah Harris from Dothan. I'm going to tell you, and we've talked about this before, my favorite part of this program is the way that we extend good mornings to each other.
Jug has disappeared. Well, I don't know what has happened.
We don't have enough room for it. I wanted to make sure all the stuff was up here. I've got it.
He's got it.
But
it's just not here.
I love just the simple things. You know, a good morning to somebody, to be kind to somebody, it costs nothing. You know, we sit here with the federal government programs. They talk about grants for this and security for that, and it costs billions and billions of dollars. If you started off every morning telling somebody you saw or you came in contact with good morning, how much better off would your day be?
Oh,
I mean, you don't say good morning to somebody and then walk in and shoot up a school.
Right, that's
correct. I mean, just invest and care and be decent. I love it. I love to see the good mornings. I love to extend them back. And this is a great way to start the day. And I appreciate everybody that's in with us this morning. Good morning, Hal Whitman. One birthday got to pass out, Ken. Tammy Tagadar's birthday today.
Tammy Tagadar. The tag. And how old is she?
Tammy Tagadar is 41.
Oh.
We'll go with that.
Is she 41?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
She'll like that. If you're at the Ford store anytime today, wish Tammy Tag a happy birthday, if you will, please. It'll help all our days there run a little bit smoother.
T-Bone said, Paul's Cross is awesome. The video you made last night was kind of awesome, too, T-Bone, just saying.
It was one of his better efforts.
It was.
Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not. Tony and I have a race coming up April 7th. We are scheduled to race April 7th. And Josh Godwin has put up $500 to the charity of the winner's choice.
Wow.
I chose Paul's Cross.
Did you really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll
help you win.
I'll tell you what, go ahead and spend that money because that's done. I can promise you. You're 500 is good.
Do we need to start training you? We can help with that.
The pancake help.
Let me tell you what I have here, too. I have from Holmes Pest Control, JoJo Holmes, called in yesterday and said he wanted to donate an adoption fee to Paul's Cross, and he challenged all the local pest control companies to do the same. So here's his
check. How about
check.
That?
Thank you so much.
Yesterday afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, JoJo Holmes. He's one of the good guys.
He
glad
is.
To have him in our community, and he's just one of the people that helps it make go around. Good morning, Sarju Patel, Jeff Wilson in as well, Donna Mansell, Renee Nielsen Johnson in. So good morning to each of you.
And
yeah, she's thankful to be a part of Paul's Cross.
Yeah.
So, and I know that y'all appreciate her efforts. Also, I love seeing the pictures of it, and I don't mind saying this. I'm a threat to try to taste one. I see the dog biscuits that you make for fundraisers, and they look delicious. I mean, are they edible? Yes.
They are human ingredients. It's whole wheat flour. It's the very low sugar, organic type of peanut butter, and it's Greg Fleming's honey. And sometimes we'll put applesauce or bananas in them as well, but it's all human ingredients. They're not sweet, but we would love for you to taste one on air.
You're going the game too quick.
Go ahead, Cousin Eddie. I can't wait to see this.
Dogs love them. I'm not so sure about people, but.
Have you ever had one?
I have. You have to try them. They smell great.
I'll tell you what, this is made for internet TV right here.
this is must-see TV. I'm telling you. Doesn't get any better.
I didn't even get the one that quite that big. Didn't Kingsley want to play a game where we were going to eat stuff?
The Bean Boozled Challenge.
So this is
so you're not scared.
Is this the size bag that you can buy for the...
Yes, they're $5 a bag. There's 10 to 15 biscuits in there, depending on the size. And they're all made a little bit different each batch. So, but it's all human ingredients that dogs love. Like my dogs drool piles of ponds in my kitchen when I'm making them.
My mother is logged off. I'm sure she would not be proud of me watching me. I'm going to try. Yeah.
It just needs sugar.
There's no sugar. It's just a little honey.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's probably healthy. With the low
sugar.
I'll
go with that. I'm sure it's gluten-free. That's not bad.
Oh, he's going to finish it.
Good job, DJ. Do you really want to know what's in it?
Not yet. I haven't gotten down yet.
That's what's in it. I told you.
Don't do him like that.
Boy, bad day to leave my water jug at the house.
Yeah.
Dogs love them.
Hey.
When you talked about the community, though, one thing I wanted to be sure we said is we're able to do what we do because we live in the community where we live. We help out rescues in counties just a few miles down the road who don't have the support we have. I mean, they ask us for dog food. They ask us to help. We partner with one of them in Connecticut County. Is it going down?
It's down now.
Okay, good job.
Not bad.
We partner with them, and they help us with transports. And so we're thankful to help them when we can with things like cleaning and dog food. And because they don't live in the community that we live in, and we have all this help. I mean, we can ask for something, and like Edie's notorious for stressing over the money, and she'll say, oh gosh, we've got this huge vet bill, and we'll say, it'll come. We can do a fundraiser, and people support us. We can ask for help. We have people who regularly send in $20 check every month, regularly. We just live in a community where we're just... fortunate.
Well, that's a good segue. And this a friend of mine from Navarre, Randy Meredith, he is the editor in chief at the Navarre newspaper.com. Mm-hmm. He said, send him his info, and I've got his email address here. Send him y'all's info that he'd like to put the word out down there and see if he can't get y'all some help from down that way as well.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Donna Mansell does have a concern that I might start chasing my tail now. I tell you, don't throw a stick. I'll probably fetch you too. I guess
if you start getting in the floor and scratching over there, I'm gonna be a little concerned. Fleming wants to know how that dark honey is there, DJ.
It was delicious. All the ingredients were local, safe for humans to consume. It was good. I'll probably have another one a little later this afternoon.
Great.
All I can Not think bad. Of is Cousin Eddie.
Elisa Hart's already called me out. Also.
Oh, that's funny.
We got a little problem with slobber in there, Clark.
Oh, I tell you, that little eggnog to wash it down. Be great. Yeah. My mom says, no, she is not logged off. Not extremely proud either at the moment, I don't believe. But, oh, well,
Mom. She's a
good.
Proud mom. Yeah. I promise you she is.
Do what you How have many, to win that race.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be, that's like a Scooby snack for
Scooby
you.
Scooby snack. That's it. There you go.
There
you go.
We
that's
can right. give you a whole bag of them for power for the race.
That's right.
How many dogs do you have right now that are ready for adoption? Any idea?
Three.
We have four. We have seven in our kind of inventory right now. Three are puppies that had parvo, and so they're still recuperating. They're over it, but we're giving them a little bit of time to build their strength back up, and we have four that are ready to go. We're actually transporting three to tomorrow. One's going to Minnesota, two are going to Orlando.
That's
and
great.
Then next week we have two going to Chicago on a transport that I'm driving, since that's my home state, but it's through ARR South. They're the transport organization we use.
I think I know what the answer probably is to this, but I want to ask it just to get it out there. if somebody wants to come up and adopt a dog, is there a process for that person? I mean, you have to be able to, I guess, prove you are who you say you are, and it's not going to a puppy mill or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. What is the process for that in terms of being an adopter, I guess?
We have an adoption application you fill out. It has reference on it that we actually check the references. We check the vet references, and a lot of times we do a home inspection so that we know that they're going to the safest place possible.
Okay. I know that I'm certainly not trying to create more work for you guys. Y'all do the dogs. Is there a similar problem with cats in the area? Is that not quite the problem? Is somebody trying to address that? What's going on with the cats? Which I hate cats. I don't like cats.
There is nothing in place for cats, and we get calls all the time. Connecticut County Shelter will take them, but they're overrun with cats. And in our rescue, all of us have large dogs. They wouldn't survive in us being fosters. But there's really a need for someone to take on cats.
So the cats was also a problem?
A big problem.
Here locally, okay.
Mm-hmm. Spaying and neuter these. We have a lot of feral cats. People who own their own cats don't spay and neuter them. And they, let me tell you, they multiply, 10, 12 a year with a mom cat. So it's a big problem.
I have to ask this also, who takes care of the dogs during baseball season? Because everybody here, I've seen all of you at the ballpark coming and going, and not just here, but on weekends, the weekend warrior routine also.
We just don't sleep. For instance, last weekend we were out of town for a tournament, and I had to hire somebody to come to my house and stay there and take care of everybody, and he did a great job.
Years ago, and I don't know if y'all remember this, but years ago there was a TV show called Grizzly Adams.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember Grizzly? Okay.
Hello?
Well, animals just ran to Grizzly Adams. Just out in the wild, just ran to him. He just had that sense, I guess, that animals felt safe around him. And I know Melissa has that same vibe did you not post something on Facebook a couple of months ago that donkeys showed up at your back door up in Connecticut County?
Oh, you got to hear the story.
Donkeys have been there for 2 years. They literally showed up on my back porch.
Donkeys. Wow. Full-grown donkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Full-grown donkeys.
Yeah. I know they make miniature donkeys. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but yeah. Big donkeys. How many?
Two of them, Hank and Henry. They're home now. They think they're dogs. Did
they tell you their names, or did y'all name them that?
No, we named them.
Okay.
She has a horse story. She has a horse rescue story too. So you got to hear the horse story.
Well, it's. I'll just give y'all the rundown. But so about 3 months ago, maybe three horses showed up one morning, and then the next morning there were four, and then the next morning there were five. And
they told their friends.
Yeah.
So I fed them for about 2 weeks. Had a plan in place. I had someone who wanted to take them that had a farm and was ready for them. I had transportation lined up, and then the owners appeared. So I won't go into all that.
I've got a donkey story. People who watch this program, I think, are probably amazed that I have a story that kind of correlates with everything we talk about. I was going down the Y one night to make sure, it was after ball had been played, I was going down to make sure that the lights were turned off, the gates were locked, everything was the way it was supposed to be. And I was in that top parking lot just kind of making a loop, and I saw something on the bottom baseball field where the 9 and 10-year-olds play, that back baseball field. Mm-hmm. And I could see something, and I couldn't quite make out what it was, so I drove down the sidewalk and shined on it, and there was a donkey on the baseball field. This is after a night of play. I have no idea where it came from. Had no idea how it got on that field, but it was on the field.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got my emergency call down list out, and I called English. And I said, English. I said, just don't.
What did he say?
I said, don't ask me any questions. I said, but there is a jackass on the baseball field, and it's not me. And I said, but we got to do something. Well, anyway, you know how wet the fields are out there, and those big animals. He was just really just rutting it up, running across there. And me and English chased that donkey around for about an hour, trying to get him out of gate. Whenever could he got in the dugout, and when he actually got in the dugout and sat down, and he looked like he was upset. So I was kind of somewhat scared to get real close to him. Then we called Robbie Crenshaw, and Robbie Crenshaw was with Animal Control at the time, and he came down, and long story short, he got it off the field, got it onto the trailer, and got it off. But yeah, there was a donkey on the wide field. This was about 6 years ago. Just crazy.
That's a good story.
I've heard the deer story that's similar to that.
Yeah.
I had never heard that.
That was on the football field. Yeah. That was a good one also, but that was so you have that gift for animals. Hey, that's a good person, and we're just going to run to her. And I know that every time Reby looks up or pulls up and sees a sees another dog or another animal, that y'all have taken on another one. I have one more donkey story. I don't want to get Cole in trouble, because Cole did nothing wrong. This is funny. Reby let Stokes and I hunt out there at y'all's place, and we came in, and Cole and his buddy had a little BB gun, and they were sitting there, and I said, "What's going on, Cole?" And he said, "I didn't shoot that donkey."
Steve Layton said they don't talk about how much time they donate or money they spent out of their own pockets. But it's got to be a passion for you guys to do to continue to do this.
I think it's more time out of our pocket or time out of our lives now. Because not our board members not only foster, all of us are fosters, but we have several board members who also make stuff for us to sell. Pam's one of them. Amber Graves is another one. Gwen Hale makes things. We were told a few years ago, this is something I always like to plug, that the community would not support us. I mean, they're not going to support a rescue. And just to kind of to put it in perspective, what we spend, last year we spent $28,000 on vet bills. And wow. That's locally. That doesn't include our vet bills away from here. And we work hard, and I think that's why people support us, but we didn't work that hard. I mean, we didn't earn that money ourselves. And the community, the stuff we make that they buy, the biscuits, the items that Pam and Amber make, they support our fundraisers by giving us things. They will go to the vet and they're like, "Edie, someone donated $500 today. Here's the receipt for that." I mean, it's been overwhelming. And so I can honestly say lately, this last since April to now, very little has come out of our own pockets.
That's great.
Because of the community support.
What is the next opportunity to support a fundraiser? Do y'all have one scheduled yet? I know y'all just finished up a big yard sale. What is the next time people can participate?
Well, we have a 5K going on this Saturday.
Okay. You should do it. You should run it.
I mean, sign up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
Is it Saturday?
It's Saturday morning. Yeah.
5K.
At 8 o'clock. Starts at 8 o'clock. And it's down at O'Bannon Park.
Perfect.
Is that still called O'Bannon Park?
We call it O'Bannon Park. Okay. I'm not sure if it still is or not.
You understand what 5K means, right?
Yeah.
5 miles.
No, it's not.
No, 3.1.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
5K. You know, you got to run 109 yards, much less five. Think about what I'm saying.
Are golf carts allowed?
he knew exactly where I was going with this. That's why I was saying what I was saying.
Yeah.
That ain't 5 kilowatts for those batteries.
Oh, so that's this Saturday. Starting at what time?
Starting at 8 o'clock. Pre-registration's at 7:30, but you can pre-register before then, too.
Is that online somewhere, or how do you pre-register if you wanted to?
On our Facebook page.
Facebook, okay.
We have our 5K form just under files, and just download it, and you're good to go.
And what's the cost to participate?
It is $20 a person.
Great. And all that goes towards the operating expense and all the stuff. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Run, DJ, run.
That's what Rod said. Come on.
I'm in.
And Burnham is in the floor.
We're going to hold you to it, too.
I'll be there.
We'll have your shirt ready.
I'll be there. Listen, make it an extra large.
I'll tell you what you better have ready. You better have a paramedic ready, is what you better have.
Hopefully, we'll have the fire department there, so you're covered.
You're going to need
it. I did like a, what was it called? Like a mini marathon at the Y, like 6 years ago.
Okay.
I did that one too. That's not a mini marathon. That's like a kiddie marathon.
let's call it a half. Can we call it a half? Can we meet the call it a half marathon?
It's a brute and a half. There you go.
Edie has done those.
Yeah, we both have.
Have you?
Yeah. Edie and I have run a lot. We.
I don't know. Now, listen, you're going to have to do a good bit of training to catch up with Tony.
Well, Tony has no God-given talent, so he has to work extra hard just to be decent. And the one thing he has in his favor is I actually got to play when I was in high school, so my body has a lot more wear and tear than his. You know, standing on the sidelines and splitting playing time with Norman Atkinson is his senior year. He's a little less wear and tear on his body than mine. I ought to say that. But I'm still looking forward to it, and I'll beat him. Marshall Bracken in as well. Good morning, Marshall. Coach Edge, good morning, Coach. Good crowd here this morning.
I'm looking forward to that. What time does this run start Saturday morning?
Eight.
Eight o'clock.
We'll be there at 7:30 with pre-registering those who haven't signed up yet.
Listen, what's the route?
I was about to say, you know, you can't drive that golf cart down that the bridge from O'Bannon to Jennings Park.
You used to could, but now they have posts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I could stage it strategically just to cut down on some of the
crunch.
Yeah.
You could put
you. Yeah, what's the route? Okay. What's the route?
We're going to start at Gordy Dog Park. And then
that's cool. Yeah.
It is. You know, we want to make it. We want to include that. And it's going to go down that Sal Road area into O'Bannon. And then you're going to run the perimeter of O'Bannon twice. Because people are allowed to bring their dogs on a leash. And so we need a lot of space, for people and the dogs if they bring them. And so in case the dogs need little. I got potty breaks along the way.
I got a couple of dogs you could carry with you, DJ.
There you go. I can lend you a dog.
Matter of fact, I'm sure I can make you run around that place. I'm positive of that. All I got to do is give one command, and I promise you.
I was going to say, if y'all are ever out of town and need security for your fosters, call Ken. He's got a couple that'll keep the bad guys out.
I can assure you, y'all have never seen DJ run as fast as he'll run with that. I'll never forget one of the first times he came over to Studio B, and Dallas is in the backyard, and he's just going berserk. And he said, is there any way that dog can get out of that fence? I says, if he wants to jump over that fence, he can. And then I showed him a video of Dallas climbing a 20-foot wall, and DJ said, I'm never getting back out of this car until you have that dog inside ever again.
Amazing.
So, yeah. But
I have one at the house that your wife's in love with.
I've heard, and I've had to hear that from Jessica and Kinsley until, good Lord, I've heard it and keep hearing it. And I'm like, no, we have two. See, the problem with fostering at my house is it won't be any fosters, okay? Mm-hmm. It will be, I'll look up, and there'll be eight dog kennels in the back because we'll have eight dogs because there won't be fosters. There'll be family.
Permanent residents. Yeah, family.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, it is when, you know, you have two dogs already that are, you know, like crazy. So, one of them's 100 pounds, 105 pounds, and the other one's about 85. And so, you know, they're full grown. And
they're all attitude.
They like to eat. Yeah.
And
they're a little temperamental from time to time.
Can be.
But anyway, that's what she would take that dog. I promise you, it's not even the issue. But the issue is we have two German Shepherds, and we have a little bitty rescue dog named Bam Bam that she rescued years and years and years ago. And I'm like, we've got enough. I mean, just like you see, like Melissa saying, you got a town, you had to get somebody to go by and take care of all of, you know, I call Jessica Ellie Mae. Yeah, I'd have to get somebody to come out and take care of all of Ellie Mae's animals. I mean, she'd have pigs. I mean, she'd have anything she could have if it was possible. I mean, that's the way she is. So
do y'all get an inquiry? Like at least once
Good morning,
a day
Ricky.
About a dog that needs some help or a dog that at least one a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every single 365 days.
Wow.
We have all the different avenues. Like Pam, a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, someone from the city showed up at your house or called you, right?
No, they showed up at my house.
Okay. Tell that story about them.
Okay. Well, I had he worked for the city, and he showed up at my house with two dogs and said, hey, can you take these? And they were starving. They were,
bad shape.
Bad shape. And so I got on the phone.
Good morning, Deacon.
Thank you, Rachel. Can we take these? We have fosters, and one of our board members, or actually two of our board members, stepped up and said, hey, we'll take them in and we'll find a foster. Just bring them. So,
wow.
And we just, yesterday, we just, several of us went out. We've been getting this call about a dog on Travis Road. And I got a call from someone passing through that lives in Florida and said, and she just called us. She looked on Facebook and tried to find rescues and called us and said, look, this dog is in bad shape. It's emaciated, mange. And so we went out there yesterday and hunted down the dog. And the dog was skittish. And we got it and fed it. And we got a leash on it. It's at the vet now. It'll be in the hospital for a week. But it's young, about 6 to 8 months old, covered in mange. Ulcers that are bleeding all over, and we think it's a golden retriever mix. So, they're getting worse. We used to get these happy, healthy, rainbows and sunshine lollipops kind of dogs, and now we're getting the sick, abused, ran over, shot, you name it kind of dogs. And so our mission's changed a little bit as we've, gotten our feet wet a little bit more.
We've mentioned several of the people here today, and of course nobody does it for the pat on the back or does it for the credit. I like to recognize people who do great things in our community. Who are some of the people that have been a big part of Paul's Cross, either in times past or currently, that aren't here with us today that we might not have mentioned? Who have been some of the people that have been so supportive and been a help to Paul's Cross?
Well, we have our board.
Okay.
We have Edie, myself, Melissa, Maggie, Peavy, Gwen Smith, Tabitha Lindsay, and Amber Pugh has been on with us.
Okay.
And Renee Johnson's new, and Heather.
DeRitter.
Yeah, okay.
Main name. And so those are our main, but then we have people in the community, just like Kinsley and Jessica. You know, Kinsley donated back at Christmas, and Jessica just had a fundraiser for us last week.
Great.
2 weeks ago. And it's just everybody in a hall, Bonehead Boots and Melissa Canup on the Boulevard are two supporters that support us really well.
Betty Jones, Susan Douglas, and Bruton Animal Hospital. I mean, we plug them because they're our vet, and we pay our bill there, and we pay them. But we call them and say we're coming in with a dog. They're going to be slam packed, and they make room for us. And they have worked with us several times.
Is that Hal?
Different things.
Yeah. Hal Noble's a great guy.
Really,
really let us have kind of an open door policy with us. And I'm sure we drive them a little crazy, but they're absolutely fantastic with us.
Yeah. Well, one thing we haven't mentioned that we have to say is we can only save as many as we have foster homes for. We don't have a building. We don't have a shelter. We're foster based. And so, you know, we can work hard and do fundraisers, and we can ask for donations and it comes, but if the money's there and the fosters aren't there, we still can't do anything. And so, I mean, Brandy Barentine, Brandy and Matt, Sarju, who else fosters for us? We have tons
Cindy
of
Alder,
fosters.
Yes. Sharon Stokes.
Yeah. Yes.
So if somebody had the heart for it and wanted to get involved, that's a tremendous need for you guys, if somebody that's willing to foster.
For
and
sure.
It's nothing out of their own pocket. We provide crate, food, bedding, everything. We check on them every couple of days. We, you know, if they need anything, they call us. If they're going out of town, we make room.
Is that usually a short-term commitment, long-term? Is there any way to really know if you chose to be a foster? Is it, I guess, you don't really know how long you're going to have them, I don't guess.
We say a 4-week commitment is what we ask for if they can.
Okay.
We just asked for recently for like emergency fosters, like you would children's fosters. And a couple of people, Cindy Fleming stepped up for like a 24-hour to just so we could have a plan. There was a couple others that responded that they could do it for like 48 hours. And sometimes that's all it takes for us to find, you know, to get a plan
that's
together,
great.
Find a more permanent foster. And some people tell us, I'll foster, but I only can give you a week. And we'll take it. And if there's no other foster, it ends up at one of our houses. And
great.
And our husbands are great about it for the most part. But they didn't sign up for the fostering
for the
program,
part.
So they're just a part of it because they love us so much.
That's great.
Yeah, I love that BB gun store.
What are some like
that
that's good.
Not a true story. Paul loves them just as much as I do, I promise.
I wonder, all I can think of is that kid from the Christmas Story with that BB gun.
That's two 8-year-old kids with a BB gun.
I'm sure nothing. Birds. Just birds. Not a donkey, for sure.
Not a donkey.
That was the first thing out of his mouth.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore. What Cole's a good baseball player now, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. That was just a good story. I couldn't pass that one up. No, I'll tell you what. Every time I'm on Facebook, I see something from Paul's Cross. So I think that's good that y'all have, you know, a good presence out there. I mean, you know, the thing about social media is only as good as you can get yourself out there and stay in front of people and, you know, keep people looking and talking about you. And, you know, that's what it takes, especially when you guys, like you said, are mainly – foster home base, that type of thing. You don't have a business front or storefront for people to just drop stuff off and this kind of thing. So I think it's amazing, you know, that you keep yourself out there and keep going like that, because that's what it takes to keep people engaged.
It does. You're right. We have an amazing board. I know I keep plugging that, but they're all my girlfriends, and I mean, we love dogs. We love each other. We spat because we're a bunch of women that get together and have little disagreements at times. But, I mean, we all have the same passion, and all of us are moms. All of us have jobs. It's just been, if you don't have a strong board, nothing's going to work out. And so we're all very active in keeping things promoted and working very hard to keep our name out there. And
well, I'll tell you, just ain't got time to rip. I've had a ton of compliments over here to you guys this morning, and I can tell you, I'm just I'm glad to see that, you know, we have this type of organization here in town that certainly taking care of animals. I'm an animal lover. I obviously, if I wasn't, I wouldn't have, you know, sure. three dogs that I have. So, you know, I'm glad to see it. Anything we can do in the future to help you out, let us know. We'd be glad to
Thanks.
Whatever we can do.
We appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah. We appreciate you
and I tell you, there was a little concern. Y'all had a little concern about what the content was going to be and the time frames. Y'all realize it's 9 o'clock?
No.
I'm telling you. When you get on here and you start having a good time, it just happens and you look up and it's that time.
I mean, it just goes by just that fast. You
well,
know?
Thanks for having us. It was great.
Well, I can tell you, I know, listen, reason DJ mentioned 9 o'clock is I've been watching him eyeball that for the
Me
last.
Me too. I want a piece as well.
Get and the small piece, Edie.
And I can assure you he is wait. Hey, what about the hat and the t-shirt right
I'll
there?
I'll tell you, this was super nice. How about, is that showing up just right? I guess I can't tell. Drive time with DJ and KJ. How about that?
That is awesome. Very nice.
That is awesome.
And also a t-shirt.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And we brought that for you can give it away or do whatever.
Look at that.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I might wear that in the race.
I'm telling you, our board members, this is all Pam. She's very talented in the thing. She makes our t-shirts for us.
Well, I didn't know you did stuff like that, Pam, but I'll tell you what, we're about to talk.
Good.
Yeah. We need some of that stuff.
Send some business her way.
For sure. Yeah. We need to do
and
that.
And they didn't think I'd eat it.
Good job.
No doubt.
I knew you would. I wasn't worried about that at all. I can tell you, I knew Cousin Eddie down there was fixing to take a bite out of crime if he could.
Tell you what, give me a glass of milk and I'll be a heckling afternoon snack.
He'd eat some more is what you're saying.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes. Hey, listen, thank you. Thanks for coming by. And anytime you want to come by, if y'all got any event going on, let us know. And if you want to come by and sit and talk, bring, you know, let us know where y'all going to be. We may just show up and have some fun with some I know y'all do some adoption things. I think it was a Tractor Supply, uh-huh. I believe.
Yes.
It was,
yeah,
you know, we have a big time with that kind of thing. I'm sure people will you know, love to support that kind of thing. And I know my wife almost came home with a dog. I was like, when they told me they were going up there, I was like, please don't go. I mean, not because I just knew there was gonna be, oh, there's just this one dog. Manasco did say if y'all find if you happen to have a Boston Terrier come by to let him know that he's certainly in on one of those.
Can I plug one more thing? I know you're
absolutely
ending, but listen, we have a great community service program for high school students. They don't have to be from Miller or Neal. They can be from Flomaton, and we are a 501c3, so we can give community service hours that are legit out if they need them for graduation, and we would love for them to contact us. And we have a lot of students that work with us, so
great.
Get that out there, and we'd love to have
sure.
them.
Sure.
Awesome.
Does that work with troubled youth that get in trouble and have to do community service as well?
We can put them to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put them out there cleaning and doing whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
those donkeys.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
You got some donkeys they can take care of, don't you? All right, DJ, you want to...
It's been great. Paul's Crossing here with us today. If you have an opportunity to get out and check their Facebook page out, help any way you can. They provide a great need for our community, and there's good people to know. So help Paul's Crossed every chance you get. For KJ, I'm DJ. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for making the show possible. And thank you for joining us on Drive Time. Y'all have a good one.